You've been hearing a lot this morning about a new report from the Justice Department. The DOJ found that the town of Ferguson, Missouri, operates its police department primarily as a money-making enterprise. It cites an email in which Ferguson's finance director writes to the police chief asking for more ticket revenue. But Ferguson is not the only place where there are allegations law enforcement practices are driven by money more than public safety. Marketplace's Dan Weitzman joins us now to talk about that. First of all, Dan, what does the Justice Department say about Ferguson?
The idea that the police department operates as a revenue-maximizing business is the basic thesis of the report. It says cops get evaluated and promoted based on productivity, meaning how many citations they issue. And, you know, we're still on page two here. Officers compete to see who can write the most tickets from a single stop. You mentioned emails from city officials. There's more. In one, the finance director pushes a traffic enforcement initiative to, quote, fill the revenue pipeline, unquote. Clerk of the municipal court also gets emails about revenue targets, and the finance director reports to the city council about how much higher fines are in Ferguson than in neighboring towns, and it has paid off. The city budgeted for and realized huge increases in revenues from tickets and fines, from $1.4 million in 2010 to more than $3 million budgeted for fiscal 2015, and that's out of about $13 million in general funds. It's big.
How about other places? How far beyond Ferguson does this go?
Well, the Justice Department hasn't done this kind of study elsewhere, but here in Chicago, there's a blog called Second City Cop. It's anonymous. It's popular with police, very politically incorrect. So, for instance, last night's entry on Ferguson report mostly takes issues with the idea that cops could be racist. However, when the blogger gets to the recommendation to ban ticketing and arrest quotas, he writes, quotas, not in my town, not in my department, but if you want that time off, you better print up a copy of your activity, officer. Elsewhere, there's been a lot of reporting on civil forfeiture cases. This is a mechanism where cops can seize money and other assets from people who aren't charged with crimes and keep the money. We're talking hundreds of millions of dollars nationwide. From reports in the Washington Post and the New Yorker, some cases literally sound like highway robbery. Stop a driver, take their stuff, use the money for whatever. Los Angeles police bought a $5 million helicopter. Sheriff's Department in Amarillo, Texas bought a $637 coffee pot.
A $637 coffee pot. Marketplace's Dan Weitzman. Dan, thank you very much.
Thanks, David.